Time for our Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the Local Hero folks, and Rebecca Hanlon and Allie Sterling from Valley Green Feast. What they do is they take your farm shear to your house. It's like the pizza delivery service of bok choy. But they'll also bring farm fresh goods to Open Square Market in Holyoke, the farmer's market, Saturday. Now, Phil Corman, we've talked a lot in the past about how great it is in the upper part of the valley, north of the tofu curtain, as it were, in regards to access to fresh local food. And it has been a bit of a challenge to get some of that south of the tofu curtain in Holyoke and in Springfield at times. This is a win for bringing local food to Holyoke.
It is. I mean, this market, which is on Saturday, started in 2011, but there's been a long history of farmers markets in Holyoke. The Thursday market on High Street downtown has been going on for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting to take a look at these two markets, and there's also a couple others, by the way, to take a look at these two and how they're serving the needs of different parts of the community in different ways. And I'm sure Rebecca and Allie can help us sort of talk about these two together.
In Holyoke neighborhoods, it's really hard to find fresh food in stores. And something that's been really great is organizations in that community have been coming together to reclaim empty lots to farm that land, giving a shout out to La Finca Farm and Nuestras Raíces for being really at the forefront of that and helping to provide fresh local food to these farmers markets, which in turn makes them quite successful.
So they take an old parking lot or something and repurpose it into what, an actual farm or a community garden or?
All of the above.
Really? So there's active functioning farms and former parking lots in Holyoke, the exact reverse of Joni Mitchell's fear, the pave paradise and put up a parking lot?
Exactly.
We're tearing down the parking lot and putting paradise back up.
Yep.
And then they also have some agricultural land, and they do so many lots for beginning farmers who either farmed in their native lands or, you know, there was some part of their family that did that. So they help these beginning farmers, and having markets where they can go and sell a small amount of produce that they grow every week is really helpful. So it's really the community growing and feeding the community.
I think the Thursday market is really great for people that are walking around downtown during their lunch break. The Saturday market has, I think, going to capture a little bit of a different feel. It's going to be a great time to come out with your whole family. And then we're trying to make it like a really diverse event every time, with music and art and outlets for children and stuff that I think that will really create a good outlet for families.
Rebecca Hanlon and Allie Sterling from Valley Green Feast and Phil Corman from CESA, the Local Hero folks. What are there still major challenges that Holyoke faces in regards to access to this local food that, say, Northampton doesn't?
There are always barriers. Unfortunately, local food is sometimes a privilege instead of a right. Mm-hmm. So we're really trying to break that down. We're trying to bring it into this community and go a step further and offer EBT access. So we're going to have, you know, that machine set up. People can use their SNAP benefits.
So just to educate people, SNAP is food stamps. And when food stamps went paperless, then they started also be calling SNAP, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So it enables folks to go to farmers markets and use their food stamp money or SNAP money there at the market.
And EBT, of course, is the pregnancy test. Oh, no, that's something totally different. It's got the same sounding letters.
Something else that the Open Square Market has done for the first time this year, I think is really unique to our market, is offer a sliding scale fee for our farmers and vendors to try and make that more accessible.
It's for the vendors, not for the shoppers.
Oh, I see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to encourage them to come down there and to make it more affordable for the farmers, and then they can transfer that to the people of Holyoke.
Exactly.
You guys are smart. See? And are farmers responding well to this and wanting to do this? Because, you know, there's so many, the other thing that's great apart from the art and farming that go together, there's oftentimes a social justice element with farming as well. They're responding to this notion that it goes above and beyond just commerce.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. A few farmers have told us specifically that if we hadn't offered that option of a sliding scale, that they wouldn't have been able to have joined us.
Mm-hmm.
And especially farmers within the Holyoke community, which is really important for us to include local farmers and craftspeople in Holyoke to be able to be a part of this farmers market.
So if I go to Open Square in Holyoke, can I get vegetables that were grown in a former parking lot?
Maybe not tomorrow, but starting in July.
Rebecca Hanlon and Allie Sterling from Valley Green Feast were part of the Open Square Market in Holyoke, and Phil Corman from CESA, the Local Hero folks. You can find out more at buylocalfood.org.